This is Econ 919, your weekly look at how the peninsula works. I'm Sabine Pooks. The holidays are creeping closer. If you're still looking for gifts for people on your lists, consider getting them a book. We asked Peggy Mullen and Monica Heath at River City Books in Soldotna about their book recommendations this season. And boy, did they have ideas. So many that we couldn't include them all here. For now, we'll stick to some of the books they recommended for younger readers. But you can find a full list of their recommendations, including a list of books for adults, on our website at kdll.org. We'll start with one of Monica Heath's favorites, A Boy Called Christmas by Matt Haig. She used to read it to her third grade class.
When I first read it, I didn't know how long it was, and I had it on a Kindle, so I couldn't tell. And I read it to the kids, but I didn't quite finish it. And then after Christmas break, I'm like, well, should we go back to that book? And they're like, yes, yes. Anyway, it's great, and Netflix just came out with a movie, which is really cute, too. But the book's even better.
I have three favorite children's books for various reasons. This lovely little book is board book. It's indestructible. It's the first book you would read with a baby who chews on corners. And it's called I Would Tuck You In. The artist is the man of the couple, and the woman who wrote the text is the wife. And they're from Juneau. It's all Alaska animals. And this is the book, if you come in with a new baby, I tuck it in the little baby holder for our customers because I love it so much. And then this book is by a longtime Shannon Cartwright, who was one of the original Alaska book illustrators. She wrote with Shelley Gill probably several wonderful Alaska books. And we did not see anything by her for a few years. So this book came out. It's a beautiful story about Alaska's animals, you and I. And at the very end of the book, she explains why we had not seen anything from her. She got an implant in her brain. She was not able to draw. She was so shaky. Okay. And then this is my favorite book for art. It's an incredible... I had to look up lino cuts because I was calling them woodblock prints, but they're actually linoleum block prints. Wow. It's a Ketchikan artist named Yvonne Zerbitz. It's called Dream Flights on Arctic Nights. Anyway, Monica has a nice little stack kid books.
Okay, this is a book I read this year. It's Gary Paulson's Gone to the Woods. And Gary Paulson is... I just had a lot of, when I taught, I taught from first grade through fifth grade, mostly in lower elementary, but when I taught more upper elementary, there were so many boys who were hooked on reading by Gary Paulson's books. And so I was really interested to read this one because it's basically an autobiography. And it was really fascinating, very, very good. I just really enjoyed that one. This I just thought was such a beautiful book. And it's all about, it's called Sunrise Summer. And... it's all about fishing, but it's the set netters. So it talks about going, and it explains, the pictures are great, but it also talks about how it all works. You know, they wait for the salmon, and they get out and keep busy. They mend the nets, and then keep an eye on the tides and getting all geared up. And then this one is special just because I really appreciated Amanda Gorman's poem at the inauguration. It's called Change Sings, A Children's Anthem. And it's just, again, just a beautiful book. With her beautiful language, just talking about her hopes and dreams, I think, for the country. I think it's always nice to remember you can get a gift certificate, too, because sometimes people really want to get a book, but they're stumped, or they don't know that they've already had them. So that's just something I remind people that if you're really stumped, you know, a gift certificate's always nice.
And especially when a child becomes their own reader.
Right.
You can buy beautiful picture books to read aloud to them and that sort of thing, but once somebody hits about 10, they really need a gift certificate, or you need to spy on them and have their mom tell you what they're reading.
We'll have all those books and more that we couldn't fit into this episode online at kdll.org. And that's all for Econ 919. Tune in every Friday at 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. I'm Sabine Pooks. Have a good weekend and happy shopping.